Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, you're real troopers. We've had folks holding while we talk to Gerald. And he's going to be with us another 30 minutes here in overdrive. It is, of course, Friday, the 28th day of June. I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And I'll be back Monday live, and then we've got guest host throughout next week, including Ben Fuchs on Friday. I should throw that out there. David Knight on Wednesday. And, of course, we're going to have Mike Adams on Tuesday. But I'll be calling in, and there'll be special reports during that as well. I'm going to be working part of that time, using it to get some of the other work around here done, but also do important things like take my children fishing. Gerald Celente, again, is our guest. I promise to go to your calls. Gabriel in Texas, you're a trooper. You have questions. I hope we have answers. Go ahead, Gabriel.
Yeah, hi. The first thing I wanted to kind of talk about was this whole NSA spying thing. I've been a kid of, like, the 90s and growing up with the Internet and learning all about it. And on the Internet, specific boards, we used to have a term for when the FBI used to show up at your house. We used to call it the party van. And a lot of us, a lot of the hacktivist groups and people that I know who have been on it. Sorry.
I'm going to have to let you go, bro. What was your question?
Oh, yeah. My question was this. Like, how do you feel, like, knowing that, like, this is a thing that's been happening for a really long time to us, the younger generation?
The government always practices unconstitutional stuff on young people, on poor people, on minorities, people they think can't protect themselves. And then groups who think they're protected always think they're safe. Oh, that's just happened to them. And then it ends up happening to everybody. Gerald Celente, your take on that?
Well, again, you know, it's just more of the same. You know, there's nothing new about it. They just go after anybody they can, and if they get, they're not the young hacktivists because they were the ones that were ahead of the game on understanding what the whole computer revolution was, and they grew up with it, so they had more knowledge of it than most other people.
Absolutely, and I think the hacktivist community are some of the best people out there. Most of what they do is good, exposing corruption, and then usually it's some corporation or criminals that are doing bad things with hacking. But hacking in and of itself, how it was started was done from a liberty perspective. People like Dr. Stallman and others, I mean, I just see good work out of the hackers. Happy hacking. Sergeant Bill, you're on the air with Gerald Celente and good old Alejandro Jones. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hello, Gerald. You're one of my favorite good fellas. With rhythm?
Yeah, say that again, sir.
You're one of my favorite good fellas with rhythm. I see you were dancing around the issues. Hey, Alex, you're right up there with one of the great ones, Chuck Carter. I really respect what you do.
By the way, we've been trying to get Chuck Carter on. I'm jealous of George Norrie. He was able to get him on last year, and we've been in contact with Chuck Carter to bring him on, talk about his book, give him credit for the icon he is. Whatever happened with Chuck Carter, Chris? Well, we're just going to keep calling Chuck Carter. It's on his website, too. But you know who Chuck Carter is?
No, I don't.
He was one of the early guys, got on like 300 stations at one time, even before Rush Limbaugh, and then kind of faded through with him, who talked about the New World Order and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Just a really splendid person. I never got the attention either, but in the Midwest and stuff, he was king. I mean, he was on over 300 radio stations. And, he didn't really wake me up, but he woke up people that woke me up, kind of. You know, he just really is an amazing person. Anything else, sir?
Yes, I'd like to salute you for exposing the crimes of vaccines and psychotropic drugs. Since my son went through this nightmare for like 3 or 4 months, and I got to see it up close and to talk to patients, and these mental behavior units are killing fields. And I really appreciate what you're doing. And
the doctors and most of them know what the vaccines are doing, but they're mandated to do it outside of law, so they're going to cover it up. But, I mean, all the doctors I talk to know, Gerald.
What they're doing also is these kids coming from broken families and socially troubled families, now they're not giving them any help at all other than psychotropic drugs, and that's no help at all.
Well, it's basically they might as well just give them lobotomies. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
These drugs do that in all the shots. We'll be back with more calls with Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones, TrendsJournal.com, InfoWars.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we got Gerald Celente down here going native, drinking lime Tapachicos. Let me tell you the secret around here. The gringos drink the regular Tapachico, but guys that know what's good, we drink the lime Tapachicos. Now, I mean, I didn't like these when I first drank them about 10 years ago. It's an acquired taste. It's really like kind of strong mineral water. I'm addicted to these. By the way, they're not a sponsor. This is not product placement here, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, look at the guys. I asked for some water, and they're just lavishing us. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'll just pour this water on top of my head. Anyways, I am product placing with InfoWarsTeam.com for all the great vitamins and minerals and the rest of it. Let's go back to the call so they're all out of the way and then get final trends with Gerald Celente here on the live broadcast today. Chad, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Thank you for holding.
Hi, Mr. Jones. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, brother.
First things first, I know you hate this, but I got to do this, man. You saved my life, brother, okay? 2 years ago, I was eating myself to an early heart attack. And because of your ministry, talking about good health and good nutrition, I've lost almost 80 pounds, and I'm on my way to becoming a real info warrior. But my question for you, sir, I'm awake. I'm trying to wake my wife up. She's a TV head. My main question is it more important to get your temple in order, and by your temple, I mean your body in order, or is it more important to just jump out into activism and take on a new world order headstrong?
Okay, let me say this, and I'll put you on hold and come back to you for audio issues, but let me just be clear. People look at me, and I'm not the most photogenic person. I mean, when in person, people say, man, you look a lot skinnier than you are on air. The camera adds weight, especially to certain people. But when I say, because I mentioned InfoWars team and longevity a minute ago, not knowing the next caller was about to bring that up, I saw it with Aaron Dykes losing 90-something pounds. It's not even advertised as weight loss. I saw it with my wife having incredible results, Ted Anderson having incredible results, with the stuff they've got for osteo things, not having to have a knee surgery because of it, OsteoFX. I saw it with my mom, who's a triathlete, and my dad. I lost 40 pounds, then have gone back and forth because I still do a lot of unhealthy stuff. Just doing Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Polymers Plus, the things at InfoWarsHealth.com, I've been able to work harder, longer. I've just never been a vitamin or mineral guy, so I'm always going on and off of it. My wife's like, hey, you've stopped. You stopped taking the essential fatty acids. You stopped. People that don't stop and do it. My dad, I was at his house, he's got a pool the other day, and I was like, look, you're like 19, Dad, and I look like I'm a hippopotamus. No, actually, when I'm wearing swim trunks, I don't have that big of a belly. I actually exercise a lot. I'm actually just more like, you know, a gorilla or something, a little bit stocky. But I think it goes hand in glove. I think you should get your family in order, your health in order, exercise, think about what's going on, 90% of your effort at first, 10% and going to city council, county commissioners getting involved. There's always room for all of it. And I think once you start getting your health a little bit more in order, and then you discover, wow, they always knew all this but never told me, now it's your job to go out and warn other people and explain to them what you've discovered, that, hey, you know, they didn't tell me I need 90 minerals and vitamins and essential elements and things. They only told me I needed, you know, 20 or something. So it's just incredible the type of knowledge in health that's out there. So just because I know it doesn't mean I've been putting it all into function. Gerald, we were just talking about health before the break there. We were talking about what big medicine offers. I mean, they have people everywhere with basically scurvy, rot holes in their skin, their teeth falling out because all they eat fast food with no real vitamin C, and the doctors won't tell them, hey, you got scurvy. They don't even teach doctors to look for scurvy.
You know, the other one I would add into it is mental health, in the sense that I meditate every day. I begin my day with meditation.
By the way, you look, you're in great shape.
Well, thank you.
For 25.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you know this. I have an honorary doctorate in complementary medicine from the National University of Health Sciences. And the first book I worked on, 1986, was Natural Healing. So I would suggest that before you do anything, yes, you get your body in order and you get your mind in order. You know, everybody has this movie going on in their head. And what meditation does for me is tries to stop the movie. So when you stop the movie, then new thoughts can enter in.
It's like a reset.
Exactly. And you really never, it's very hard to quiet your mind. But in meditation, just the awareness that you're trying to quiet your mind and new thoughts are coming into it.
When I swim,
part of the meditation,
about a half mile in, I go into like a zen, but I can't do it every time. Like this morning, I couldn't. By the end, I got real mad at about a mile and a half because I was trying to get all the stuff out of my head and I couldn't do it.
And that's why I begin my day meditation. You know, so I would just suggest that it's the mind, the body, and the spirit.
Absolutely. But I was interrupting you.
No, that's all. That's it. On that number.
So it's all of an equal part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you start,
then you become more of the activist because you're functioning at higher levels.
So you agree with me, first get yourself in order.
Exactly. I mean, you could dabble in, like you said, you know, you dabble around the edges, keep learning more about what's going on, but you have to be in shape. You know, the better shape you're in, the better fight you're going to win.
I have the problem, though, that when I really take all the vitamins and minerals and exercise like twice a day and eat healthy, I get so crazed and my brain works so
and
much.
That's where the meditation comes in.
Exactly. How do you handle being really alive?
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I begin my day with the meditation. I'm as crazy as you are. You know, I never stop. And that's why the meditation. There's a book out, by the way, people ask me. I have a real good friend. His name is Alex McMullen, a Vietnam vet. And through an accident, not far from where I live, he became a quadriplegic. And this guy is a great guy. He tells me all the time, he said, man, I could never make it if I didn't meditate. And remember, this guy's a man's man, and now, you know, he's been in a wheelchair now for 20-something years. And meditation, what it does to you, it helps you stop the movie. And people say, well, how do you meditate? The book I recommend is from Thich Nhat Hanh. He's a Vietnamese Buddhist. But you could do anything, you know, whether you're breathing and counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, because a lot of the Christians, and I'm a Christian, say, stay away from that. That's occultic. No, it's just a way to clear your brain out.
That's all it is.
People made religions out of it.
Exactly. They got gurus and all that other stuff.
All the con artistry.
All it is about trying to quiet your mind. Like you said, you got all this energy, all this stuff. Everybody has their movie. And everybody thinks their movie is the only movie in the world. The thing is to stop the movie. When you stop the movie, you have... Then new thoughts enter in. Things that aren't important fade out. And it really brings back a balance in your body.
Yeah, as soon as I can get in that mode, swimming, or it's usually when I'm exercising, or wake up in the middle of the night and sit on the couch and think, then I don't worry about fake enemies and people that make stuff up. I actually want to try to, like, help them and wake them up. But when I'm running the daily, you know, grind, I get really mad.
Yeah, so again, that's why I begin my day with meditation.
Yeah, so there's a really positive thing. And, I mean, you know, the Bible talks about it, just going to the still place.
Exactly. I've been doing this for years, since the beginning of time. Again, and you're, like you pointed out, then they make a religion out of it, and people believe in this guru stuff. Now, the guru is you. That's it. It ends with you, begins with... You know, I get a kick out of these politicians. They always say, oh, you know, they're going to... What legacy will they leave behind? What legacy? You're nothing. What did they find? King Richard III under a parking lot?
Yeah.
I guess just to put it into perspective, you know, you don't count, man. Once you're dead,
the only way you count is building new technology, new info, literature, and that love goes forward.
That's
and then you can commune with others even after you're gone. They're going to see what you did, and you're going to live on.
That's the way it is, and
it's not an arrogant living on.
No.
It's that you care about humanity, you want to communicate into the future,
and you want to do the best you can do while you're alive. And I was married a long time. I'm divorced a long time. I have no children. Everybody I love is essentially dead. So I'm not hanging on to anything. And for me, only speaking for myself, and you know the motto of the Trends Research Institute, think for yourself. To me, hell is taking that last breath and knowing that you weren't the person you said you were or could have been.
That's exactly what I think. I just want to be real. I can't believe people hold on to their fakeness like it's a shield.
I know. I know, so...
I want to go to break and come back with more calls with you, Gerald, but again, they'll spin this that we're being anti-group or whatever, but you eloquently summed up in about 2 minutes during a break about an hour ago. What is behind the 24/7, every show, anti-male, anti-family, ramming, you know, dogs humping on women and dog food commercials? What is behind this? Is it that the elite are all whacked out and decadent? I mean, what is this about? Why are they at war with original males?
All right, we'll talk about it when we get back.
No, tell me now.
You want to take it? Okay.
We're going to break.
I understand. Okay, the first thing is, you know, I love these courses that they have in school. Women's studies.
Skip this break, guys. Go ahead.
How about men's studies? How about a course in men's studies? Can you imagine going $40,000 in debt for women's studies? Number two, they're making a big deal out of it as though it's positive that some 41% of the households are now run by single women, and another equal number, about 41% of the new births have come from unwed mothers, as though it's a wonderful thing that families are just being run by women. And just speaking for myself, I want the male energy. I believe, you know, all of a sudden, from the beginning of time, there was men and women and children, and now it's okay. It's just perfectly fine to have one parent run the household.
Listen, with government bureaucrats,
and going on with this, and then they complain that, well, the wages that women are getting are a lot lower. Okay, now put this all together now. You have 41% of the households, or thereabouts, have single women running the households. They're not making a lot of money. What do you think this kid or children are going to grow up like? And then you look at the real demographic in the real world where I come from, you know, a guy that grew up in the Bronx and Yonkers, you know, and still dabbles in those areas. You know what we're looking at? We're looking at 19, 18-year-old kids having kids that are out of their mind. They came from families that were out of their mind. Their mother's whacked out on meth. They don't know who their father is. And they're finding some value in themselves by having children. I just, coming here to the show, a person I was talking to, his 25-year-old son is now involved with a 19-year-old girl from a crazy family. She already has a kid. Now she's having another one. And now he's out of the picture. What is this family going to grow up like? Look around what's happening. Look at the income levels, look at the people having children, and look what society's producing. All I will say in defense of everything that I just said, if it was working, you'd think we'd be in the problems that we have now.
Exactly. You're four times more likely to end up in prison or on drugs and to be in a low-income wage if a father is not there when you're growing up. And they say, why are you attacking women? No, we're humans. This is how we operate.
Men and women are women. We do things differently. Oh, and here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Every damn show out there, the guy is lucky to be able to tie his shoes without the kid telling him how.
And by the way, the
and that's the other part of this, by the way, with this whole thing, that they all of a sudden, the kid, the particularly the parents, the mother most of the time, all their kids are special and amazing. I'm a single guy. Go out with women and have you. Oh, my, they're so amazing. They're so special. They're kids. Get over it. They're kids. They're not special or amazing. They're little kids. Oh,
you've got to make them special and amazing.
You've got to make yourself special and amazing. What are they, splitting the atom? I mean, who of us that grew up at 20-something years old knew what the hell we were doing?
Well, let's throw more at that. They have shows like The Fosters now where they say men are bad. They actually say it should be two women in a household. So it's bigotry towards men, and you see it in every show. And Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. They know that women make 80% of the advertising purchases, you know, off advertising. They're targeting women to break up the family, to make the state the daddy, and only the state can be masculine.
And you know why this country is going down? Because there are no men in it. Look at the people we got leaving.
No, the criminals are all super hyper-aggressive men, and they know they're dominating, getting rid of the men so nobody opposes them.
There are no men. Look in the Congress. Where's a man? Harry Reid? There's a man for you?
Lindsey Graham?
Lindsey Graham. Yeah, there's a tough cat. Yo, keep going down the line. Boner? What's his name? I mean, keep going.
Look at Obama.
Look at Obama. Look at Bush. Look at all of them.
But getting into what's behind pushing the whole agenda on kids, having the Muppets come out and be gay, what's behind that?
Well, I don't know what's behind it, but it's a whole decline. And again, the men...
Happened in Rome before it collapsed.
I didn't know that, but I agree. I probably did. But again, look at TV. The men are all stupid. And if you want to talk about discrimination, how come there are no men's studies in all these schools? Why are there just women's studies? Oh, and here's my favorite. If only the women were in control, everything would be great. Hey, you know who started the Libyan War? You know the three witches in Macbeth behind it? Try Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, and Susan Rice. Yeah. Oh, and those lovely other sweet little, those little fine little ladies like Margaret Thatcher, Indira Gandhi. Who's the lunatic they just threw out of Australia over there? Gillard. And they put another lunatic in Rudd. But women, it's not a gender issue. It's a morality issue.
Well, look.
They've turned it into a gender issue.
I agree, but we are scientifically being attacked so that because they know families will stand up for each other. And that's why they're trying to get rid of the nuclear family and badmouth it. Austin is so trendy that we have three children. My wife has had women come over and tell her, you got too many kids. I mean, that's how weird these people are.
Yeah.
What would you say if somebody came up to you and got in your face?
I said, mind your own business. Get the hell out of here. That's what I'd say.
It's incredible.
Are you out of your mind?
But how do the other rest of the world is not committing suicide and not, you know.
Again, but look what condition we're in. If it was working so well, we'd be in much better shape. If we had an educational system that was worth anything, be it higher education or K to 12, you think the nation would be in the problems that.
But let me throw this out there. Men buy into this message they should be lazy and stupid and do what their wife tells them. I mean, I know a lot of men that literally just love this. I tell you, it's pathetic. And then they think I'm bad because I don't want to be a slave.
Well, the same thing with me. You know, they'll say I'm a macho. Yeah, I'm macho. You're a feminist. I'm a macho. So what?
Yeah, but the difference is that those women, they always figure out what they actually want is a real man. The point is, these women don't want some guy falling like a baby elephant behind them. I mean, that is not what they're looking for.
Well, they have. Again, look at the leaders. And again, look around the world. What do you have over there in England? Cameron? And I mean, come on. He's a little boy. What do we got over there in France? Hollande, Sarkozy. I mean, these guys aren't guys. To me, the last real man in the White House was Eisenhower.
Well, it is true that, I mean, where are the manly leaders that really just want to build a good society for people?
Yeah, it's not a question about control. It's a question about men do what men do what women do. And at one time, look what's going on. Look at the income gap in this country, not only between women and men, between all of us and them, the 1%.
Well, they've done studies. Women are actually paid more than men on average. If you take the fact that they get pregnant, they want time off, they do that, which is fine. I mean, and then the feminists said, it's not good to raise your children. Let the state do it. As if it's a bad decision, like my mother had several degrees, had been in business, been in newspapers. When she had me and then my sister later, she decided to be a homemaker. And that was important. And she would have women in Dallas say, you ought to be working. It's pathetic that you're at home. And she's like, what do you mean? I like this.
Yeah, check it out. You're a little kid. You're born. And all of a sudden, 6 weeks old, you have a stranger taking care of you. That's making no money at all. They're hardly paid anything. I mean, if my mother, may her soul rest in peace, wasn't home, I'd be a lunatic. I'd be really out of my mind by now. I mean, you know, the times.
How dare your mother and other family raise you? That is evil.
Yeah, I mean, all the trouble I used to get into.
Well, imagine having breastfeeding, yeah, where the brain's actually developed. Did you know when they do this formula that's designed like 77% sugar when it's supposed to be like 20-30%, and it's fried fructose corn syrup full of chemicals, the brains are about a third smaller, the CC size. They don't fill the skull cavity. I mean, think what we do to our kids so the women can go to work immediately.
I know, again, a little infant comes out, and now who's taking care of that kid? I mean, a stranger? I mean, to me, and again, you could write all the hate mail you want, I don't care. Anybody you want to tell me I'm not you know a misogynist? It's a lot of crap.
See, no. I'm you shove saying, the kids in there.
Yeah, from some stranger with a kid in the old days from the beginning of civilization, the mother would be with the child.
That's a conspiracy theory. Women never breast.
Yeah, they never were with the child.
No. Next, they're going to say that women's breasts are there to be injected full of bisphenol A. They're there to get cancer.
Silicone. That's what they're there for. To put more silicone into them.
You didn't know babies drink silicone?
But really, I mean, all of us think about.
Hey, chicken McNuggets have silicone in them. Why not?
Think of what they're doing to the kids. They're raising children, and their strangers have their kids. I mean, my God, you know, I mean, I could not imagine.
No, that's the state taking over. It's getting you used to it.
And look at the people that they have taking care of them. You know, they're low-paid people. I'm sure they're well-intentioned.
You know what the CPS really wants? Is good families with good, healthy kids, because they can sell them to the adoption rackets. And the average person getting a kid adopted doesn't even know where they came from. A lot of times, they're like, oh, this is a healthy little baby. Yeah, it was stolen from somebody for no reason. But if they're putting cigarettes out on kids and beating them, and it's a 5-pound, you know, year-old baby, and they have cases of that, starving to death, with flies all over them, CPS will look in the crib and won't help them. Because they don't want the baby covered with flies. They want your healthy baby.
Yeah.
How sick is that?
pretty sick.
You know what? Maybe we're wrong. Maybe the government's actually good, Gerald.
Yeah. No, again, this whole system to me, you know, it's just not working. Again, if it worked, we wouldn't be in the problems that we have.
We're going to come back with the final segment with Gerald Celente and your calls. Chad, Alcatraz, Mike, Michael, Mike, and Keebler. All of you and more coming up as Gerald Celente samples the ambrosia of Topo Chico Live. Brought to you by Infowars.com. Hey, I need to have them as a sponsor, actually. Send the sales guys after them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's all up there. Everything that's going on. We've got the head of the Austin Police Union is saying that the citizen watch groups that are videotaping police better watch it or they're going to get hurt. I haven't even gotten to that video. We'll cover it on the nightly news tonight. I mean, the government's just getting out of control. You see, they get to where they can't get any trouble, and then they go so crazy it finally goes overboard. That's how tyrannies always work in history.
This is what happens when societies decline. It's old as history. When societies are thriving and doing well, they're not breaking down on you. Topo Chico, right?
Yeah.
The only one I knew was Topo Gigio. That was the guy on the Ed Sullivan Show with the little hand puppet there, Topo Gigio. But anyway, I like Topo Chico. That's really nice.
Let's stop it. They're not a sponsor. They should be. Getting thousands of dollars of plugs
all
here.
Right. But anyway,
I'm teasing you.
No, it's this is what happens when societies break down. The more they break down, the tougher they get cracked down on the people. It's as old as history, and that's what you're seeing.
And then that breaks down things more, and
exactly.
Then they got to crack down more.
And that's why we have to return it. And you were talking about the ways to return it. Number one, bring home the troops. No foreign entanglements. Number two.
That's George Washington. We can't listen to him.
That's right, yeah. He was a real commander-in-chief, right?
Led from the front.
Yeah, I love it. I'm a commander-in-chief. Yeah, commander-in-chief. These guys kidding, you know. And the other ones that I believe in are, have to put back the laws in place that they put in place so these things wouldn't happen. And one of them, of course, is the Glass-Steagall Act. And as you well know, today we were talking about C-SPAN. They're talking about banking regulations, you know. The regulation is there. It was dismantled by Slick Willie Clinton and Robert Rubin, who was the former head of the Goldman Sachs gang. And, of course, they created from that big companies, companies like... Who are they?
MF Global.
MF Global, they're taking Corzine.
Oh, but yeah, what do you think now? A couple years after they stole your money, he may go to jail.
Oh, yeah, he may go nowhere. I'll bet anything.
Yeah, they're saying there'll be a lawsuit.
He'll walk away. Nothing will happen to him. But I remember Citigroup. First it was Citibank, then it became Citigroup, and then became, they bought Travelers, and then Smith Barney, and that guy Sandy Weill. Oh, everybody loved him. This is when they dismantled the Glass-Steagall Act. Oh, and Robert Rubin later went to work for Sandy. I think he made like $110 million in consulting fees. So we need to put back the laws that were put in place before that prohibited the gangsters from robbing all our money and turning America into Slavelandia. Look, you were talking about buying local. When I was a kid, they had this funny thing. They were called stationery stores before there was Staples and the Office Depot. They had another little quaint thing called pharmacies. That's right. The local people used to own their own pharmacies, and now they work for CVS.
And they had a big selection, and they'd even make you a hamburger.
That's right, yeah, and soda fountains.
And then you could get a job there when you were a kid.
Yeah, and I did. I was one of the last soda.
Why? You could have just gotten given a bunch of vaccines and died of embolism. That would have been more fun.
Yeah, I was one of the last soda jerks. That was my favorite job. All the kids used to come in after school, you know, and it was fun. And that's why I met a nice, pretty girl, too. But anyway, I digress.
I can imagine. You were like, hey, baby.
She was a sweetheart. Anyway, and then you had other little things, butcher shops and grocery stores.
And you learned who had the better meat, who had the cuts you
liked. Exactly. And dress shops and haberdashers. And now we have Walmarts and Targets. It's one takeover. And here's the thing. The young people have no point of reference. They think it was always like this.
And they always think Walmart's like a prison where they search you and stuff, too, when you come in and out. I mean, I guess the old clothing stores, you didn't get to get searched.
You didn't get searched, and you weren't walking into a place that looked like a large self-storage unit. You know, every one of these places had style and class and grace to them.
I know. I look at old photos of family and stuff, grandparents, great-grandparents. They all look so sharp and awake and dress so nice. And I was like, why do they look so good?
They
weren't eating GMO.
They weren't eating GMO, and they weren't working for the man in Slavelandia.
And I'll tell you this, and if a cop was rude and got in their face, there'd be trouble. People think laying down. Have you seen the video in New Jersey of the disarmed lady? She doesn't have a gun, and the guy comes in and beats her for like 5 minutes and right in front of her kid. Guys, can you cue that up to show Gerald? I'm going to your calls, I promise. Cue that up in a minute. I want to show. But my point is, this is Obama gun control. I mean, this is the great. We're only the government, the criminals have the guns, and we're sandwiched between authoritarian government and street thugs. There it is. And look, the little kid cowering in fear, this woman didn't even resist him. And he just beats her and beats her and beats her and throws her down the stairs.
Oh, my God.
And it just, but hey, I think that lady might need to go to jail for a hate crime. He might have hurt his fist.
Oh, my God.
Where is the white Jesse Jackson declaring this racial hate crime? Again, I'm not saying race thing. My point is that...
Well, listen, you know, I
hey, why don't the feminists call for her to be armed?
Well, why don't you learn how to fight, too?
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you something. My mom, my wife, you try that, this is going to be butcher night.
Yeah.
What would happen when your mom
had? No way would that. No way. No way would that ever happen. No way. And if we were one of the kids over there, we'd be banging this guy over the head with a vase or anything we could pick up.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I was mean when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
What happened to people?
Again, it's the...
Like, I was meaner when I was... I was sweet, too, but I was mean when I was a kid. And when I was, like, 14, I'm probably meaner than I am now. What happened to kids? I don't understand this thing. It was like, I mean, I wanted out starting fights, but if you punch me, you want to get in a fight, you're going to get one. I don't understand this just cowering thing. What would your mom have done? My mother, I know what she'd do, because my dad's tried to tickle her before, and she hit him upside the head with a boot, just knocked him out. And she's not looking for trouble. Who are these women you can just beat up so easy?
Well, it's not only the women, it's the men, too.
Yeah, you know, hard women kick.
It was another one out there, a guy. I saw one that they had got a fight on the two guys in suits. They got in a fight somewhere. And it was like two little kids fighting. These weren't men fighting. There was another clip. I saw it on CNN. You could probably pick that one up, too. But what happened is we're not taught to fight back. You're not taught to fight back.
Yeah, in the schools, you get more trouble if you fight back than if you start a fight.
Listen, I got expelled a couple of times for getting in fights. I was the little kid. I was the smallest one there, so they used to pick on me.
Yeah.
And one time I bit off a piece of a kid's cheek.
Good.
Yeah.
Who started it?
The other kid.
One time I was at the bottom of a dog pile. They were stomping me, and the guy's leg was right there, and there was an arm. I just reached over, chomp. They got off me real quick.
Yeah.
That's what you got teeth for.
Yeah, the same. No, I got in fights more than one. But I was a little guy who had to learn how to defend myself. And I, as you may know, I have a second-degree black belt in close combat. So I never stopped. And I used to train women, by the way, that were victims of abuse and rape.
Yeah, what would you do if a guy tried something like that? You kick him right in the huevos, right?
Well, no. With me, I just go for the computer. You know,
the head.
Yeah, you go for the eyes and the nose. You push that nose, you just give him a palm heel to the nose and push that little bone through the brain.
Yeah.
Or the fingers through the eyes, and there's this little shield behind there that once you penetrate that, they go on blotto. And the other one is, if particularly with women, you know, if they were in a situation, a rape situation, is to just bite into that, you know, soften the guy up, tell him how much you love him, what a man he is, and seduce them in closer and just bite into that carotid artery and twist it as you bite it. And
well, just the classic thing I've seen is if...
Close your eyes.
Is a lot of times a woman will go back...
Through the...
And if a guy tries to climb on him, women just kick him like a mule.
Well, the thing is with kicking, I've seen a number of fights.
No, but I've just seen men try to climb on women and seen them kick them off.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, if it comes to that kind of a situation, you know, I mean, there are a lot of things going on. You know,
that woman didn't even resist.
She didn't even resist.
I mean, I guarantee you, when I was a kid, and I don't care how big the guy was, if I was there, my mother would be like, I mean, it'd be bad.
You see, the thing with the fight, too, is that people don't understand is that it's not like you see in the movies. You know, it's not all this posturing and thing.
It doesn't go on and on and on.
No, the first guy in usually wins, and that's what I do. That's what I teach. You go right in. You feel trouble coming down, you go right in. You're all over it. And again, you know, it's the palm heel. As a matter of fact, I should have my teacher on, John Perkins from attackproof.com. Anybody could go to it, attackproof.com. And this guy, you know, I mean, these are real guys. You know, he was a cop and, you know, turtle. You know, he's been there. And people don't understand is you got to go right in. And you go in and you do what you have to do. And the fight ends really quick.
Well, I agree instinctively. If you punch somebody with an uppercut in the nose, I never sent one into the brain, but I've torn the nose off completely, like twice. They're out of the fight.
Yeah. Well, a palm heel is nicer. It's just right to the nose. You don't hurt your wrists, and it does the job. But that's even to kill somebody, just so you know. And with me, I avoid fights at this point because, and I've been in situations, and the guys will tell you up there, and I make it really clear that if this thing is going to get out of hand, somebody's going to really be hurt, and it's not going to be me.
No, I'm not looking for violence, but if somebody starts one with me, I'm just going to punch him in the throat as fast as I can.
Yeah, well,
I've also found that's useful.
Yeah, punch to the throat is good, but again, if you want to take the person out, if it's an end game and your life is threatened, The two things are the nose, the palm heel to the nose, and eye strikes. You know, right through the eyes. There's a little shield. Once you go by there, boom, your brain goes out. It's over. So those are the two. And I'm a small guy. I only go for the computer.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. I've been in fights a long time, and I'm glad. I've gone for computers before.
Yeah.
Because it didn't turn out nice. I tell you. Luckily, I got a thick skull, so it's been good luck for me. Now I fight in the info war, Gerald. But I just can't believe videos like this with this woman.
But again, they're teaching us not to fight. They're teaching if you have a problem, call the police. They're teaching you not to be strong. And that's what they've done to society at every level. And then, by the way, we could go back to the feminine thing again. A house being raised, again, with a male energy, it's different. You have a different way about you. And young people are losing the male energy. And they're making it seem as though it's a bad thing to have. You know, I hear it, you know.
That's my point. I'm tired of hearing I'm bad because I'm a man.
Exactly. And that male energy is a negative thing.
Like, if you go to schools or, you know, like public schools, government things, they talk to the woman, not the man. And it's like, hey, men don't speak here, even if it's a man. It's like women run things now. And they're running things pretty well, aren't they?
Oh.
But, I mean, the guys need to step up and lead is what needs to happen.
Yeah, and both. You know, again, let's just call it equal.
Everybody's together, yeah.
Yeah, let's call it equal.
But, I mean, historically, it's going to be men like George Washington. He had women behind him supporting him, and, you know, big time. They couldn't have done it without the women supporting him and all the things they did. But it was men that, you know.
Well, you know, we could have a woman leading the Second American Revolution.
If she was a patriot.
Exactly. If it was about making it for the greater good.
Oh, I agree.
A woman leading the Second American Revolution.
I get behind a woman that was a leader.
Yeah. In a second.
If it wasn't about San Minervat all day.
Yeah. Again, we're talking about the bigger issue, the American Revolution.
Exactly. And it's not a balkanization issue. I'm saying they're trying to get women to gang up on men, when instead, I mean, women, you're going to have boys as well as girls. I want my boys and girls to be empowered. We're having quite the talk with Gerald Celente in person today. We got to go film here in a minute for Obama Deception 2, but we're live right now. Alcatraz, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Yes. Alex, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I just want to ask you a question. Have you heard about the cyber attack drill being hosted by the Department of Homeland Security called Quantum Dawn 2?
Yes, it rings a bell.
Yeah. Well, I just want to inform you this. You know how the DHS, they love to put their false flag attacks right next to the drill? Well, I don't know if this is true or not, all right? And I'm not going to say that it is going to happen, but I believe that this is going to be the next false flag attack. What's your take on this?
I don't know. They could use any drill as the smokescreen to do it. But, I mean, we know, like, they launched the Stuxnet attack and then said they need to take over the Internet. Because of the Stuxnet attack, and the media didn't point out that the CIA in Israel created it with Microsoft and sent it out there reportedly. Yeah. That's how dumb they think. We've got to take your rights because of Al-Qaeda, then they run Al-Qaeda. Gerald?
Well, you know, on the false flag, I believe that we are going to have either a false flag or a real flag, something that is going to divert our attention away from the problems that are around us now. There's going to be a wag the dog moment. And it's also going to wag us away from the economic problems. They're not going to be able to get us out of this economic mess. As we all know, again, the stimulus did not work. Now they're talking about tapering it back. I mentioned to you that interest rates went up the fastest time in 26 years in a week. And so I think there might be a false flag. It might be a computer. It might be, quote, terrorism. It might be something going on with Syria.
And then they say, we got hit because of Snowden. Everybody's like, please spy on me.
That's
like,
right. Did you see got it.
Miss USA going, or one of the contestants, I want to be spied on. Watch everything I do. Keep me safe in case I'm bad.
There you go. Keep me safe. And that's why that woman couldn't fight. And that's why the little kid was cowering. That should be natural instinct to protect yourself. You shouldn't be taught how to do it. It should be in our DNA. That is the opposite of everything.
Well, also, why does the guy just keep beating the daylights out of him?
Because he's at, what kind of drugs is this guy whacked out on? What's his brain in? What zone? I mean, of course this guy's out of his mind. And by the way, that's my biggest fear, and this is what we're going to be writing about this in the next Trends Journal. All of these, this youth unemployment, you're talking 60% around the world.
They're going to make them cops.
They're out of their minds already. They're on all kinds of drugs that, whether it's, you know, the psychotropic drugs, whether it's the opiates, whether...
Oh, people are screwed up.
I know. Big numbers. You know, I go out a lot. You know, I'm out in the street. Yeah. I go to different places. I bounce around. I see it, man. We have a drug problem, and now it's not marijuana, cocaine, and much worse than that, marijuana. I mean, really. But it's,
no, most of them are on prescriptions
I
now.
I know, and
they're saying like and then they'll give them whatever they want.
I know, and I'm saying this is going to be one of the biggest problems confronting us. So when you're asking about that guy out of his mind, they're going to be a lot more like him. There are a lot of young people that they have degrees in worthlessness and are facing a hopeless future if they have any kind of education.
And then, like, why in Chicago and places do they want the public disarmed so criminals all move there and feed on them? Why in New Jersey do people not get, not everybody in New Jersey, but that, you know, they've taken the guns, that happened to that woman. Why do they want to live under Bloomberg, who has 15 bodyguards with guns, but says you can't have one?
Again, people have lost their dignity, their courage, and their self-respect, and they're listening to other people on telling them how to run their lives. That's why. And that's all it comes back down to.
Bloomberg is a pig.
I can't stand him. I mean, he'd be nobody if he didn't have his money to make him.
And he lied.
Brilliant.
He
guy.
Said he wouldn't run for another term and change the law.
It. Yeah, he bought the election. And now look how bad it is. Look at the people running against him, running for the new mayor. This guy Wiener is leading. The guy who put up his thing on Facebook.
He's thrusting his wiener.
Yeah, and he's in there. He's leading. That's how bad it is.
Well, they say he's thrusting in the polls.
There you go.
Oh my God. Oh man, this is bad. One more segment. We're gonna plug your things.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
TrendsJournal.com, ladies and gentlemen, is where you can go and you see all the alerts and sign up for the email alerts and subscribe to the journal and give it to your friends and family and support free and true hardcore independent media. I want to take a few final calls. I've really been hogging Gerald here, but I'm gonna go to Mike and a few others that have been patiently holding. Mike and Mike are the next two in line. But briefly, what's coming up in the new Trends Journal?
We're going to be doing a special report on economic future. Where is it going? What to expect and what to do? That's going to be the.
And in a nutshell, what is it in your view?
The nutshell is that to hold on for a while, and then we're going to go into a real serious decline. And it's not only, again, in the United States, as I mentioned, what's going on in China.
And that's why they're gearing up with all the martial law gadgets?
I believe so, 100%. And again, it's not only in the U.S. And I was mentioning before, we didn't follow up on it, before one of the breaks. In China, what they're concerned about the most is not the United States.
They have like 7,000 riots a month or something.
They have 1.2 billion people. And even now, even with that boom that they had, their GDP, their level of income per person ranks among the lowest in the world. Only a few, maybe...
The communist insiders.
Yeah, the 400 million have a lot. But then you got a billion, or 900 million that don't have.
Yeah, I think
anything. You're
right. I think it's like 1.3 actually.
Yeah. Million people. So what you have is they're very concerned about riots. And I guess what? They're concerned about it everywhere.
Well, you know what the riots are always over? It's not even over food and stuff. It's the bureaucrats beating people up and being above the law and the cops. It's what's triggering it.
And also with this.
Same thing in Brazil. They said, we're tired of being shoved around.
And the corruption.
Yeah.
The corruption. And it's the same story everywhere. So now figure it out. You got 3 million people taken to the streets. I don't care how many soldiers you have or how many cops you have. You're not going to control 3 million people. You're not going to control 3 million people without a lot of mass slaughter. And I don't believe it's going to happen in most countries. It's not going to go.
No, no. The corrupt elite are going to jump on jets and fly out.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we're going to start seeing more and more of. Because there are too many. You know my saying, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose,
they lose it.
And that's what you're going to start seeing. So when we're looking at this economic forecast, I am still a holder of gold. If I did not buy all that real estate that I just bought last year, I would be buying gold now. But I've been buying gold since 19.
I don't even look at the price of it because I know that it's an artificial market. They're artificially suppressing
it. Artificially suppressed. There's no question
about it. That's on record. Let's jam in one call because I promised here. Mike in Alabama. You're our tail gunner. I don't have time to get to the other Mike. Go ahead, Mike in Alabama.
Okay, hey, I'm about retirement age, and I got about $25,000 or $30,000, and I'm looking at three different options. I can only afford one of the three. Would you put into a modest income property, a rental property, or would you put it in silver and gold, or would you put it in 20 acres out in the woods somewhere where you'll have a getaway place?
Well, I don't give financial advice, but if it was me, and that's the amount of money that you had, and you could put it into rental property and bring an income from it, It might be a wise move, only and a little bit in gold, but I'll tell you why. I was talking before about mortgage rates and how they're increasing. You're going to start seeing this whole housing thing start to slow down big time, and people don't have enough money to buy homes. They're going to be renting.
Yeah, the elites are all flooding into renting.
Yeah.
So follow what the big maggots are doing.
And again, only if it's good property and an affordable rate.
Exactly. And you know, that's all the money you're going to have. That's a good idea. If I had the 30 grand and I was going to be able to have a part-time job or something after I retired, I would go with the property and guns. I mean, you probably already got guns. I'm just the middle of nowhere where nobody wants to be in case things really get bad. But like Gerald said, if you can do a good deal, then personally, yeah, the rental thing's a great idea. All right, folks, that's it for this 4-hour transmission. InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7. We'll be back to Sunday Live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with a Sunday transmission. And we're going to tape with him for Obama Deception, Gerald Celente.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.